everybody. So this is Green. This week's Parsha is Parshas Bereishis. Those who were in my class know how close that is to my heart. The main message that I wanted to talk about in Bereishis is that of Shabbos, where the beginning of Perek Beis, the end of Perek Aleph, really, starting with Perek Beis, talks about keeping Shabbos as a commemoration of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So one of the main messages of Shabbos is really emunah, in believing that Hashem created the world from nothing and that he continues to run it, that he is the borei and that he is the manig. And we do this by practicing shavisa from the shoresh of Shabbos, which means stopping. We put a stop to every non-spiritual matter in our lives. By stopping, we proclaim that Hashem is the one running the show and that we have no control over what goes on in a material sense, especially parnasa, medical issues, shopping. In fact, the reason that we work a whole week is not because we are controlling anything. It's because we don't control. We never control. It's actually a punishment that was given to us when Adam first sinned in Gan Eden. And the fact that we have to work is a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a famous story in All for the Boss that when he came to Eretz Yisrael in 1939, he was supposed to arrive on Wednesday, but they came to the port on Friday, an hour before Shkia, and there was an announcement made that everyone has to disembark immediately and take everything with them. He was moving, so he had 25 suitcases with him. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman grabbed his talis and his tefillin and his handbag, and he made his way down to an officer, and he was crying to the officer and said, "And I was never mechallel Shabbos in my life, and I cannot do it now. Just stamp my passports, and we'll get our stuff after Shabbos." And the officer said, "No, the port has to be cleared because of the war." He said, "I have 25 pieces of luggage." He says, "You realize that the moment you leave, the Arabs will come and steal everything. There will not be anything left." He said, I can't help it. Just stamp my papers and let me go." And he got to his place right before Hadlakas Neros, and he was extra happy the entire Shabbos because he said, "My whole life, Hashem does everything for me, and now I can finally do something back for him, b'chol ma'odecha." It was a little harder for his wife. And they had left all their children back in America, and now she lost everything she had. And after Shabbos, as a note, he waited 72 minutes before he even went to the port to look for his stuff. There's a question: how can we say that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chazal say that when the Malachim ask Hashem when is Rosh Hashanah, he replies that you have to ask Klal Yisrael, that it seems like it's up to Klal Yisrael and that we are in control. We've just finished saying that Hashem is in control of everything. The special mitzvah called Rosh Chodesh, is where Hashem says we are in control. The Jewish calendar depends on when Beis Din claims it's Rosh Chodesh. So who is really in control? In fact, we learn in many instances in Torah where Hashem shows us that everything that happens in the world is based on Klal Yisrael's actions. The Malachim are instructed to carry out different events in the world based on the choices that we make. We learn in Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say Ki Tov when he finished the Rakia, because the Rakia was the world of the Malachim, and there was still no buses for the lower world. There was still no dry land. And as long as humans could not exist in the lower world, the upper worlds were not considered finished, and therefore Hashem did not say Ki Tov, because it's the lower worlds that really control the upper worlds. Our choices and our decisions is what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Malachim what to do. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam B'Tzelem Elokim, and Shamshon Pinkus explains the problem of who's controlling with the following Medrash. Alexander the Great went to a foreign king and asked him to watch how he judges. Two people came in and claimed that the treasure that was found belonged to the other person. The first person said, "I bought the land, and we found the treasure after I bought the land, so the treasure does not belong to me." The other man who sold the land said, no, I sold the land with everything in it. So the treasure that he found does not belong to me. So each person who came in to this king was claiming that the treasure that was found in the land that was sold belonged to the other person. So what did this king do that Alexander the Great was observing? He asked one side if he had a son, and then he asked the other side if he had a daughter, and they each said yes. So he told them, perfect, make a shidduch, and this way the treasure will belong to both of you. So too, says Reb Shamshon Pinkus, Hashem made a shidduch. He created Klal Yisrael, B'Tzelem Elokim, and he made a shidduch between Klal Yisrael and Hashem through the mitzvah of Bris Milah. We proclaim that everything belongs to Hashem, and Hashem proclaims that everything belongs to us. And this way, we are in a partnership where we share everything. Shabbos is our time to prove to Hashem, by not doing any work, that the world is all His. It is our part of the partnership that bonds us with Hashem. The more effort we put into our Shabbos, and the more we work on connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more meaningful the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. By we saying that Hashem, who owns everything, and actually, we're saying that He actually, and by keeping Shabbos, we are proclaiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us for a partner, and that should make us feel very special and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are His partners. The Chafetz Chaim mentions that the Shorash of Emunah in a Yid, the Shorash of a Yid is Emunah. He also talks about how keeping Shabbos is equivalent to keeping all the mitzvot in the Torah. We all know that Emunah is the essence of the Yid. It's the root of being a Yid. Without Emunah, and we see from here as well, that without Shabbos, we cannot be considered an upstanding Yid. Keeping Shabbos and believing in Hashem are one and the same. The Mishkan, which represents all parts of Yiddishkeit, its foundation, the Adonim, were keneged Emunah. The sockets and the pillars, the kroshim, fit into the Adonim to show that everything has to fit into Emunah. What were the Adonim built from? They were built from the Machatas HaShekel. And the Mefarshim tell us, why did Moshe collect the half a shekel? Because that's Emunah, only knowing half the story. The world is one long story, and we are just a small part of it. We don't always see the happy ending. Moshe collected half to show us that we only need to know half, and that's Emunah. And by keeping Shabbos, we are showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we believe that knowing half the story and not knowing how it's going to finish is fine, and we are relying on Him, and He is our partner, and we feel very, very close to Him. Have a good Shabbos, girls.